I'm going to create the 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, that's very short.
Very short. I won't go this. Translation by a name of Julia. On a grid of ways, I painted the heavens. On a grid of maize, I painted the sun. On a grain of rice, I painted moon stars and stars above the waters. On a grain of mustard, I painted humanity among all this. Christmas. Waiting for so long, the bones turn white. The tears are slowing down in my heart. Open skies as the days go by. A war is ended, another one begins. On the cross, with eyes focused on the sky, I stage the world night. From the fear of this moment so poor, a wonderful day in all this splendor. In the wheat grave, the Virgin Mary lives. In her arms she has the sun, above the moon and stars. In the wheat grave, the Virgin Mary lives.
Thank you, Constantine. Next up we have Jan Johnson.
After a painting in the Crawford, it's called the Quiet Room. Measure the distance of years and miles. What dimension did we enter into? Today I saw a painting of a woman sitting in the quiet room, the way we sat on the floor against the foot of your parents' bed with our Game Boys. It was the room where the yelling wasn't, but walls and doors can only do so much. In the painting, she has no blanket, but we did, and we wordlessly draped it over our heads as though it would do something. It did not. She is writing letters, and I think in that moment, I wrote one in my head without words. It felt like sledgehammer blows in my guts, voices dangerous as weapons. And we stared at our screens, under the comforter, tapping start, A, B, left, right, until the noises stopped. And we emerge into the quiet room again. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan. Next we have Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Paul. Free downloads. They've altered my application, activated my archives, booted my browser, buried my broadband, bookmarked my bits, connected my console, captured my cartridge, clicked on my cookies, command-eared my cursor, dropped down my devices, delved in my downloads, documented my data, dragged out my driver, displayed my desktop, erased my errata, encrypted my emails, fancied my favorites, fumbled my floppy. What?
Floppy what?
Floppy what?
Jury is here. Fragmented my fonts, firewalled my folders, gorged on my gigabytes, grouped up my game ports, hijacked my hardware, hacked at my hyperlink, hung out my homepage, hosted my hard drive, inserted my icon, interrupted my intranet, jellied my Java, jumpered my jack plug, keystroked my kernel, kneaded my knickknacks, logged in my laptop, labeled my language, massaged my poor mouse, merged with my modem, minimized my moniker, muddled my memory, memorized my moniker, negated my network, networked my nonsense, opened my outputs, outsourced my options, plagiarized my process, programmed my printer, punctured my pop-ups, partitioned my password, queried my QWERTY, questioned my query, quoted my quandary, raided my right-click, recycled my registry, selected my software, sampled my startup, serviced my smart drive, scheduled my scanner, sentenced my shortcuts, trespassed my trackball, trojaned my toolbar, uncovered my uploads, underlined my undo, violated my version, vetoed my vectors, vented my volumes, wormed in my window, winkled my wizard, X-rated my excerpts, yawned my yarns, zeroed my zip drive.
I had no idea what they were, but they all sound great.
Thank you, Seamus. I guess I'm Kaya Phil Ella, Michal O'Rourke.
Just will be all in Irish. Just the intro would be in English. It's hard to believe now that 40 years ago we owned a bog on the slopes of Mount Brandon, and my father and myself used to go cutting turf there in the summertime. Mount Brandon, of course, was a modernism, or Slieve Dyke, which is the word you'll hear here, who was the Dida, the two-way Don and God, of fertility and sex and everything else like that. But he was supplanted by a religious guy called Brandon, who traveled the belt to America, which I never believed. So this poem sort of encapsulates that sort of thing. And I just read it. I haven't. I wrote it in one sitting 40 years ago. Co Kellig na Vold. A machan veal, tron hona wan, is na ford, who a gnocket to gum hain, is maher, hit kyo driukta, but tobin a noosarin, o chlasse chrive dike, mar cho chelig na vold mona, o hu sama gederum teal. Three de kyo da connoch, na ford in a grim hassev, eg bagger durin mar oed covig, ford ar marsh, eg bagger durin mar grihe gu, mar haifshi krumha, gur chasamer, is go rihamar asanait. Good morning. Good
morning to me all. Next up, we have Jerry someone or other. Is Jerry someone? Any Jerrys in the house?
Jerry Murphy.
There's a small bit of background to this. I was reading at the Fela and Fogel in Belfast in 2016, and the morning of the reading I was walking around Belfast. I was walking up the Falls Road, and I walked through a garage forecourt, and I didn't realise there was a fuel spill, so my shoes got covered in petrol. And when they came back to the hotel, I could have smelled petrol, but anyway, this is where the poem came from. It's nothing to do with me, though, really. It's called Miss Molotov. Because she had walked through a fuel spill without noticing, she arrived at a peace and reconciliation meeting smelling like a petrol bomb.
Now, Jerry is going to be joined by Mary O'Connell.
An ensemble.
Okay, you can project. Mary, you can project.
Jesus,
that's it. I project.
Mary has a response to this poem, which is, I'm reading this in Strokestown a few years ago, and I didn't preface it by saying it was not anything to do with any of the women in the audience. And I paid for it afterwards. It's called A Complaint to the Muse. Too many plain women are saluting me in the streets. Too many plain women are asking me out on dates. Too many plain women are ringing me at all hours to discuss their gloomy half-lives. Too many plain women are offering to release me from the sticky rituals of solitary sex in return for a modicum of commitment. Too many plain women are trying to convince me that true beauty like theirs is ultimately internal. I wish they would stop. They're playing hell with my aesthetic.
There was a time when maids were known for modesty and grace. On meeting you, they'd lower their gaze in any public place. But now we find that modern kind who look you in the eye and even hail you in the street whenever you go by. Such blatant lack of deference to men who crave respect. From a pack of brazen oddities allowed to go unchecked just shows that things have badly changed from when each knew her place. No gal should dare to interfere unless she's fair of face. Imagine if a well-known poet, Adonis in his prime, had some plain Jane call out to him, could he forgive her cheek?
No fucking way.
If she had beauty, poise, and flair, he might return her smile. If not, let the poor thing beware his unrelenting bile.
Thank you, Jerry and Mary. And next up, we have Patricia Walsh.
This is called The Embarrassed Leap. The compulsive whispers and enjoined declarations. Not even instant coffee can save us now. Writing on itself, the milder the arrow, the better. Imperative orders going coldly where none. Entrenched hatred misses beloved again. No word to kiss and tell, a hard misgivings. Foreign comforts sit at the sidewalk. A village entity confuses the preferred lunch. No student above his master, that is enough. Remembering false prophets and a homecoming dance. Little said in recognition, disaster declaring, a suggestive drawing of this creator back. Crying for caffeine, hail fellow well met. Hiding behind appendages paraded for a purpose. I've done it too, endangering the realm of truth. Going nowhere where I can just be myself. See, dealing with questions joined the operations. Studying advertising, coldly demising. Falling lower in estimation if that were possible. Foreign birth, not a travesty after all. Nudged in one direction, coffee growing cold. Instructed to cop on at a midnight hour. Garnering in attention, bad makes no difference. Persists in mortification, a higher goal.
Thank you, Patricia. Next we have Josh Buckner.
Stick with me here. The sun is blaring. On drones the harmonica. Clammy clenched fists writhe with the rhythm. Noses running with eagerness. The sound is unrecognizable. Within the claustrophobic heat, thighs jittering with the jive of the harmonica's squeals, pulsating uncontrollably. The lust of it all forcing steaming blood, beating, beating, into the temples of all within earshot. The drums now sinking into a smooth as the notes ascend into the hearts of all, into the chest. The squealing turns into solid anticipation, the stone of sound seeping into the hearts of all, controlling their pulses. The room morphs into a sunken ocean, overtaken by the moon's receptive mood. Quiet and steady. Harmonica heaving breath into the lungs of all and sucking it back out. The wave of the ocean has crashed and is revealing soft breaths. The tide has shifted into the despair that is only accompanied by darkness. The room cools and all falls still.
Thank you, Josh. Next we have Charles Clark.
Nature program. The Siberian blue finch masticates a bumblebee during the amazingly short time he's in season. Who could have imagined that the turd of a walrus might be part of the diet, or perhaps a phalarope? Long shot of ice floes, we see the danger impending from the slouch of a polar bear for the unlucky seal, a reminder to us armchair viewers that bears are very dangerous creatures. The rush of waters, stealth of a fox climbing cliff, troops of reindeers might suggest to the very young that herders of reindeers live in a thrilling world.
Thank you, Charles. Next we have, if he has got the glasses into the machine, our five-word champion, Connor O'Boyle.
Oh, shit!
Some simple man of simple pleasures. And there was one day a few years back, I was walking home and saw a rainbow. I was like, it's a real pretty rainbow. So I wrote a poem.
Oh, that's how it happens.
It's called Divine Ash. God decided to paint a day upon the canvas of the sky, with brush strokes smooth and swift as the red breast flies, soft colours of sunset, orange and yellow light, painting a picture most wonderful, appealing to the sight. He dabbed into a field of green and onto a sky of blue. He created a majestic masterpiece for all of us to view. He added shades of indigo. The piece was almost done, finishing with a row of violets that circumscribed the sun.
Talk about a baptism by fire for a barman out of a veil. Well done, Connor. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Okay, next up we have Benjamin Burns.
Each and every one of us has access to pop stardom. No matter the number of fans, 2 dozen, 100, 6 million. Pop star nature permeates the silk kimono of existence. Buddha, enlightenment is seeing your name in lights. Pop stars, things have taken a turn for the worse. Bankrupt, stark naked, and out of cocaine, I dismantle my Fender and Mule. I reach out to touch your reflection in the bonnet of my Porsche 911. How long is it now since you've left me? At the island tavern, empty kegs ring out like Tibetan bowls. My heart is a library. You withdrew and never returned an anthology of ancient Greek love poems. Please, I've abolished the fines. And this is called Fortune. And I wish all of you pop stars good fortune over Christmas. Famous when dead, that's the dream. How sad to waste one's life on self-promotion. And if fame never comes, who cares? You're dead. There will be robins and their descendants.
Thanks, Ben. You're already famous, so you don't have to worry about that. Next, could we have Donahan McCartan?
New leisure quilt the sore. Not will noid a besh for breakta, and coromiat noid, fulus, suvnus forifa than spas. Aver privul, misolair, and ten dool, gach illa ta solair, ta ivriok. Then vade and spas, bonaha, or unmade, automade. Ach nor will to ancient do the doctor figuri, modern atrum eric, green deran abran le fecal era aig, agus naid the quintus, naid the lower falsaha. Focal docusuk, full of, agus e, gar hulach, eg fanach gafoinuk, on pingin a squeela. I did a translation, so I may as well read it. Meeting with the accountant. Nothing is a state of opportunity, the equilibrium of nothing. The void, a perfect harmony of space. Unapparent primary matter, the sole element of all, which is apparent. The arithmetic of known quantity is founded on that of unknown quantity. I didn't say that, by the way. That's Bhaskara. But when you were telling your accountant on a Tuesday morning, cheerful and sunny, his face reflecting late April spring sun, and sums of nothing, No customer after this customer. Hopeful empty words. And he, beady-eyed, waiting patiently for the penny to drop. Thank you.
Fermina Margaret. Next, the almost fireboard champion, Rab Urquhart.
I got the beer.
Thanks, Donald.
Houses built from cardboard with garages stuck on. You're a bunch of silly fuckers, and you're all being conned. But never mind that. Come and get a mortgage. Dance the bar away. Not built for tomorrow. Just showing up today. Nigel bought a wimpy house. Thought he was a toff. The day the guarantee ran out, the fucking doors fell off. But never mind that. Come and get a mortgage. Dance the Barrett way. Not booked for tomorrow. Just showing up today. Johnny had a party. Invited all his kith and kin. And when they started dancing, the fucking floor fell in. But never mind that. Come and get a mortgage. Dance the Barrett way. Not built for tomorrow, just shown up today. 10-year building guarantee on a 25-year mortgage. I fucking think so. Do you know that one of the biggest home building companies in Scotland is called Hassle Homes? What do you think when you buy a Hassle Home? What's a fucking that? But don't mind that. Come and get a mortgage, dance about it way. Not built for tomorrow, just shown up today. Hey.
Anybody looking for a hassle home? Just speak around. Next we have Regina. Regina? Here she is, Regina.
I think that nobody is going to understand me because my poems are in Galician. And second, Rian, thank you so much for coming with me tonight. I'm going to miss you. So this is for you. Quisimos hacer la fuerza mantra, pero no sabemos qué es resistencia ni cómo conseguirla. Dende o momento no que abrín as portas, comezou a subir a marea cando lle tocaba. Dependía das luas e do teu estado, das ganas e da verdade que podías chegar a soportar ese día. Precisaba auga, e ti só eras humano. A supervivencia baséase nela como base, alimento. Non existen as casas máis alá das paredes e ti chamabas a iso fogar. Non eras peixe e nunca pensaras nas tripas. A canción que me cantaches dicía todo o que puido correr antes do ambiente. A utilidade mudou. Agora é áncora nos pés. Dixeches, fai o que teñas que facer, como se se tratase dun corpo. E eu descoñezo a palabra control en toda acción impulsiva. Só sei da culpa que nunca chega a puntuar. Non te asustaches da miña violencia, senón dos peixes mortos que guardaba baixo a cama. Non soporto o teu cheiro a suor de cabalo, queima o nariz. Nos baños atopo as marcas das couces. A ingenuidade é algo intrínseco ao corpo. Os restos do ferro epidermal antes tiña outra forma. Era unha horta con valados cun fin incerto pero claro. Un camión, un acto de resistencia que se facía eterno. Unha fala silenciosa que empezaba as veas. Iso é o que dio recordo. O peso do peito ten o seu oco feito dentro. Nunca esquezas. Sempre
bom.
Thank you so much.
Rafa, Regina. Not often you have the Irish Chair of Poetry and the Irish Poetry Slam Champion in the same room. Next up, we have Shauna Lee Lynch.
It's really nice having a title, but I'm also really fantasizing about becoming a hermit. And I had this poem during the referendum, and the end of it was that I wanted to go live on the side of a mountain. But I've actually been thinking about that a lot since, and I still want to go live on that mountain. So I want to go live on a cliffside mountain in a big old Victorian mansion with Romanesque windows and medieval towers. An abundance of rare flowers hem the garden. A forest of trees lock the house between land and sea for pure isolation. I live here alone, except for a ghost butler, Jeremy, a darling fellow who's been here since the 1800s. We have a phantom maid too, but we never see her. Black cats roam in and out as they please. They have no owner. The decor is gothic chic. Crystal balls and skeleton heads are a staple in each room to scare away potential suitors. This is not a house for lovers. My mornings are filled with dark coffee, books, and contemplation. Black silk pajamas till noon. Then I saunter around the grounds in awe of nature's magic. I work from home on my nomad bohemian lifestyle brand. I make money as an influencer, giving tarot card readings from my Instagram page, selling enchanted sage, hexes on exes that don't text you back, or spells to cast spirits on those who have left you ghosted. The scorned will buy anything. To nourish creativity, I write feminist raps and theater adaptations of 90s cult TV shows. For fun, I run an online Wiccan coven. Most evenings I dine alone and revel in it. Jeremy prepares rare soups and artisan potato waffles. I play R&B records and drink rich red wine, then wander around this house of mine admiring the artwork I have chosen. Other nights, I have guests. We eat and drink and discuss woke shit, PMS and Lizzo. We swap stories and relish each other's company. After supper, we sit by the willow tree, baptize one another in laughter, and acquit each other of our misgivings. At midnight, we swim in the lake, reawaken our inner deities by dancing barefoot in the moonlight, charging our selenite when it's at its fullest, feeling the damp grass between soft toes and the earth-supporting soles. We grind lilac, baby's breath, and azalea in pestle and mortar and anoint our foreheads, chanting Ariana Grande lyrics whilst we pray for happiness. We close our eyes, pay homage to the elements, and honor the lunar cycle as our only commander.
Thank you, Shauna. So we've got about 10 minutes left, and we've got 6 people on the open mic left, so we've got to keep it down to below 2 minutes, please, okay? So next up, Max, no, Philip Spillane, then Max Peter.
Just very quick, I wrote one big poem for all this event, but I don't think being very literal speaks for about how beautiful everyone is that comes up here every night. And I just want to say one quote from that very corny poem. It's the most corniest quote of them all, but it's very true of how I feel about everyone in this room. I can learn to love every one of you, and can I still call you a friend, even if it could be the first time we ever met. I do love you all. Thank you. You're all very beautiful individuals. That's right. I don't know. But I'm going to just try out a risk. We call in the dawn, down the sun line. Within the dusk of the frosty December morn, we assemble, subside down the motorway. Our engines wings, crows, caws, call up the dawn, burn up the sky, aglow with the full head beam lights, the heaters exhausting the passengers. Our engine crows, vibrate the termicadon, call up the dawn, burn up the sky, aglow with the full head beam lights on, within the air conditioners, breed up the passengers inside us. Hailing a tribal morning dance, down the M25, up and around and around and around and around the roundabouts. Just a line of cat eyes to guide our way. In silence, we rest in the business car parks, dormant during the work hours, and let the bird's song own the sky for a while I chat up the clouds. Till the dawn comes, with the dusk of 5 p.m. I tried. Thank you very much.
You heard that's Creedon.
Right, so I love This is once a year, and I wrote a Christmas mashup in 2012, so you're getting a little schmaltz. But Christmas passed for me driving home to my kids after working casualty or any emergency on call for 30 years, and seeing the little beautiful filigree trees, as I call them, and the waterfall road, and then remembering my childhood, and then remembering where I've been. So I'll go fast. There are filigree trees on the brow of the hill. As I drive home this late December, they seem to be snipped of Maltese lace and sprinkled over with silver. They deck the halls like a suit of cards, inverted hearts and spades upended, an ace of clubs, and in the frosty sky, a diamond is suspended. I'm coming home to you, my love. I know you're cozy up there, waiting for me by filigree trees on a frosty evening in winter. And I'll remember Christmas in a very long ago, and the holly bough delivered right up to the shop door. And the women would say, Johnny, I don't know that if I should. He'd say, have a thice con Molly, don't you know to do you good? And we'd head off in the lorry to deliver to Gugon those Christmas candles on the window, ivy pinned and curtains drawn. And there's nothing like the berry holly glistening neath the moon, and we'd drive home by Shorten's, Danny Fakes would pay the spoons. We'd head over to Jim Brophy's for a pail of Jersey milk. Cattle lowing in the stable were for us a living crib. And Mickey Vaughan would carry Santy in a horse and trap, the pair loaded with poteen. Mickey doff his gold bowler hat, and we'd know it when Santa's sleigh climbed high over Rossmore. We'd be singing in Chigila songs till he'd come back next year, and we'd be singing Happy New Year to those who want one. Happy New Year to those who care. It sounds so naive and optimistic, only genuine friends should share that cheer. Here's a shout out to all the cynics who sit on your jaded pallet roof. Someday you may fall down amongst us and find darkness is only half the truth. And it's not so jolly on steel trolleys or in the all-night surgery. Patients and doctors, which won the martyr for gluttonous, binging slavery? And it's not so happy in the rehab. There's no smiles for dependency. Dreams of detox, mind and spirits. Only clear eyes can see the true beauty
Here's a shout out to all the writers. Happy New Year to poets too, who share all their dreams, their hopes, their fears. It's been poetry new stars who shine anew. I remember Christmas in a very long ago, in a very long ago. But there's filigree trees in the brow of the hill. That's it.
Thank you, Marek. Next we have Bernadette Gallagher.
The poet laureate is replaced by the next incumbent. Not as swift as the football manager who slipped from favor, like the priest at Nemi, sword in hand, at watch to hold onto his title. At the other end of the grove, the hedgehog rolls himself into a ball, caring only for survival.
There's a few minutes, so I can minute each for Sue Blue, Catherine Ronan, and Kieran McCartney. So first, Sue Blue.
Thank you. Right, for the end of year, I thought I would not do one of my own poems, but one of the ones that I translated from August Stramm. It's the picture of the book I published, for those who don't know it. August Stramm's love poems. August Stramm fell in the war in 1915, and I translated his love poems as a centenary edition. And so this is the last poem of his collection, and it envisages the return from the war with all its problems. So I'm going to do the German version first. Erinnerung. Welten schweigen aus mir raus. Welten, Welten, schwarz und fahl und Licht. Licht im Licht. Glühen, flackern, lodern, weben, schweben, leben, nahen, schreiten, schreiten. All die weh verklungenen Wünsche, all die harb zerrungenen Tränen, all die barsch verlachten Ängste, all die kalt erstickten Gluten. Durch den Siedstrom meines Blutes, durch das Brennen meiner Sehnen, durch die Lohe der Gedanken, stürmen, stürmen, Bogen, Bahnen, Regen, Wegen, dir den Weg, den Weg, den Weg zu mir. Dir den Weg, den ich umbrausten, dir den Weg, den du umträumten, dir den Weg, den Flammen zerrissenen, dir den Weg, den unbegangenen, nie gefundenen Weg zu mir. Recall. Worlds, silence forth from me. Worlds, worlds, black and faint and light. Light in the light. Glowing, flashing, flaring, weaving, breezing, living. Nearing, striding, striding. All the woolly faded wishes, all the sharply quashed down tears, all the harshly taunted fears, all the coldly smothered embers. Through the boil stream of my blood, through the burning of my tendons, through the flaring of the thoughts, storming, storming, arching, forging, move and pave for you the way. The way to me. For you, the way the eye enthundered. For you, the way the you encharmed. For you, the way the flame dissevered. For you, the way the never wondered ever found out way to me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And our penultimate reader tonight is Catherine Werner.
My poem is called Union. I want to wed you in pagan ceremony, laid bare on a harvest altar, rust with desire. I want you to breathe words into me, music I've stayed up all night to hear, purple-eyed heroine. I want your cloak of promise in my hands as we both kiss back us for release of this turquoise torture. Bluebells erupt everywhere. I put them in my hair. Love flies an eagle.
Catherine, and next we have Kira McCartan. It's going to be a lot of me now for using part of my minute to do this, but just a huge round of applause there for Paul Casey and a thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Karen.
This is called Merchant Edition. Go get your 4 hours in a shower and come talk to me about burning candles, depressed handles and creaking gates. It's basic, but it's complete in its own way. Let's face it, it's a feat how shoe prints on pads play. No intention to deceive, waiting, only wanting to receive a clear image of what your thoughts say. Might text you back by Monday, I've had a slow Sunday, I hope to explain it to you one day. Come talk to me about feng shui, we might connect, flexing on your inward breath. Stay cool and calm and circumspect when fools and shams come floundering. Listen in above the din, the pools and gaps are widening. The rules of math sound silly when the chosen paths are narrowing. Listen, the Pope's gone towering, we've no answer for your sparrowing. We made the inside of a hollow ring for our faith and superstition. Drop in subtle propositions, here, here, hold, hear me out, chicken. You'll have what you always want when you always have. Sounds so sad now, seeing you like this. All to make me feel bad now. You've always lived it, breathed it, dissected it to pieces. As rich in a fair deal, dealt as creases in gold. In sickness and in health, we are growing old. Thank you. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you for everyone who contributed tonight to the Fiverr Challenge, to the open mic. And please, one big huge round of applause for our guest, Frank Ormsby.